Today, we'd like to see the title of Not Pray in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 7, verses 16 through 34. For online courses people, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 16, therefore, do not pray for these people, nor lift up a cry or a prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Why did God tell Jeremiah not to pray for them? The question one, why did God tell Jeremiah not to pray for them? Question two, in verse 21, thus says the Lord of hosts, God of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat meat. Why did God say, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat meat? That's a question two. Last question three, in verse 22. For I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. What does this verse mean? First of all, we want to see historical background. Jeremiah delivered God's word to Judah, southern nation, about 7 years captivity to Babylonia from 627 through 585 before Christ. At that time, northern Israel already fell in 722 before Christ by Assyria. So Judah would fall by Babylon in 586 before Christ. So before the Judah is going to fall by Babylon, Jeremiah prophesied today's message. Verse 16, therefore, do not pray for these people, nor lift up. Here, therefore, conjunction, some kind of connective conjunction, we should see preceding verse. Verse 15 says, and I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. So like Ephraim, majority tribe of northern Israel, which had been cast out through Assyria in 722 before Christ, God said God will cast Judah, the southern nation of God's side, because of their idol worshippers. Then, verse 16, therefore, do not pray for these people. So God told to Jeremiah, do not pray for these people, meaning for these people of Judah. Nor lift up a cry or a prayer for them. Nor making intercession to me. Do not make intercession prayer for Judah to me, to God. Because I will not hear you. Question one, why not? Number one, I will not hear you. God will not hear you. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2, iniquities or sinfulness have separated you from your God. So if you have a sinfulness, iniquities, trespasses, God would not listen to your prayer unless you repent your sin and get forgiveness from God. That's why, you know, we are asking something. First step, you know, Lord, you know, forgive my mistake, my sinfulness, my iniquities. Then God, you know, immediately would forgive you, because God is grace, God is mercy. So here, do you not see, God explained to Jeremiah, do you not see what they do? in the cities of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem. Here, due to hearing the voice of God's word means must be followed by performance or by action. So, but if you hear of God's word, if you do not perform that God's word, that means disobedience. Here, do you not see what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? Jerusalem, the capital city of southern nation Judah. The children gather wood, their fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead dough to make cakes. For whom? For the Queen of Heaven. Who is the Queen of Heaven? Queen of Heaven is Asheroth. Asheroth, goddess of fertility. So they're talking about Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 17. But we will certainly do whatever has gone out of our mouths to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven, Asheroth, and pour out drink offering to her, not God, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. So basically, the Queen of Heaven is an idol goddess. So basically, the Jewish people worshiped idol goddess, the Queen of Heaven. They pour out drink offerings to other gods as well, other gods, such as Molech, Baal, or Mammon, and a kind of thing, other gods, that they may provoke me to anger. So God doesn't want the children of God to worship, you know, idols or to love anything else more than God. Do they provoke me to anger? Says the Lord. Do they not provoke themselves to the shame of their own faces? So on Sabbath day, the Jewish people worshiped God in the temple of a house. Then the other weekday, they worshiped the idols, kind of thing. So that is, you know, the shamefulness upon them. King James Version said the same instead of shame, confusion. So basically, they got confused. One day they worshiped God, the other day they worshiped the idols. So King James Version, the word confusion. So God is not the author of confusion, but God is the author of order. So not confusion. Verse 20, therefore thus says the Lord God, behold, look, my anger, God's anger for righteousness, and my fury will be poured out on this place. God said, I will punish this place for his righteousness on man and on beast, on the trees of the field and on the fruit of the ground, and it will burn and not be quenched. So basically, the Jewish people worship are meaningless because they worshiped God as well as, you know, idol gods. So meaningless service to God. It is a sort of a hypocrite. Verse 21, this says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, this is another question too. Add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat meat. So burnt offering should be given to God. The burnt offering should not be given to offerer. So burnt offering should be given to offeree, who is God. But here, add your burnt offering who come to me, not to me, to you. So basically, God doesn't want to accept your burnt offering. This means, add your burnt offering to your sacrifice. And eat meat. Do not bring burnt offering. Take it. Enjoy meat. Enjoy in a sacrifice. Burnt offering is required 100% in a burning. So then Leviticus chapter 1, verse 3. If a heat offering is a burnt sacrifice of the herd, herd meaning like a sheep, cow, ox kind of thing, let him offer a male without blemish. So without spot, you know, without blemish. He shall offer it of his own free will. So God wants, you know, lovely, heartily offering. Not like a forced offering. Free will at the door of the tabernacle of a meeting before the Lord. Verse 9, but he shall wash its entrails and its legs with water, and the priest shall burn all on the altar as a burnt sacrifice, an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. Basically, burnt offering required for sinners. If you know you commit a certain sin, so you should bring, you know, certain sacrifice animal like a sheep, you know, cow, and whatever. Then is the priest, you know, prayed for you. So all sin, like it symbolized, is to be poured upon the head of a sheep or the head of a cow, kind of thing. That is the cow and the sheep killed it, that burnt and everything, you know, it's burning. That which means you are all sin, you know, are burned up, or your sins are, you know, cleansed, they actually are covered, you know, in the Old Testament. That kind of the symbolic, you know, ceremony. So, but God said, add your burnt offering to your sacrifices, and it means, which means burnt offering is meaningless unless you repent your sin and live on God's word. So, because I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. Here, when God take Israel people out of Egypt, God did not say first time burnt offering, sacrifice, rather than verse 23, but this is what I commanded them. So your forefathers saying, obey my voice, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people, and work in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. So that is, you know, actually, so you know, you hear God's word and perform his word, then it may be well with you. Like Exodus chapter 19, verses 5 and 6, God told it to you, the forefathers of Jewish people here. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. Then Israel people committed sin or iniquity. Then, you know, God gave it to Moses, you know, in order to deliver it to Aaron, high priest, you know, about the burnt offering, how to cleanse your sin, you know, how to cover up your sin. So burnt offering is basically when, you know, I bring burnt offering, so I can acknowledge my sin. Also, when, you know, I made a burnt offering to God, so my sin, you know, would be covered up by the blood of, you know, sacrifice in the Old Testament. Obviously, in the New Testament, you know, whatever sin So you confess your sin, you know, asking forgiveness to God the Father through Jesus Christ, your sin, you know, would be cleansed away, you know, complete cleansed. But in the Old Testament, it's just covered up, you know. So here, the verse 24, yet, however, they did not obey and incline their ear, but followed the counsels and the dictates of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. That's why God, you know, gave the ordinance of burnt offering, how to to cover up your sin, you know, in order to see, you know, God, in order to worship God, you know, kind of thing. Verse 23, since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt, this will talk about, you know, Exodus, until this day, I have even sent to you all my servants the prophet, daily rising up early and sending down. Here we can see, you know, God's faithfulness to keep on warning. Although the people of Judah continually commit spiritual adultery with the idol gods such as Ashtoreth here or Molech, you know, kind of thing. So God, you know, continually sends his servant prophets such as Jeremiah, Ezekiel, you know, kind of Isaiah, kind of daily rising up early and sending down. So the prophet, you know, continually warned the Jewish people. Verse 26, yet, however, they did not obey me or incline their ear. They did not pay attention to God, but stiffened their neck. They were stubborn. They did worse than their fathers. This generation was worse than the preceding generation. It's like today, United States, you know, 1965, you know, certain Christian people, that time is divorce, you know, the only five couples over 100 couples in the United States. Today, you know, more than 50% like a divorce and a kind of thing. So that is, also 1965, nobody talks about, you know, gay marriage, lesbian matter, but today is like, you know, gay marriage, lesbian. So this generation was worse than the preceding generation. So in the southern nation of Judah, you know, was exactly same situation as today United States. Verse 27, therefore, you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not obey you. You shall also call to them, but they will not answer you. Verse 28, you, meaning Jeremiah. So Jeremiah shall speak all these words to them, to Jewish people, but Jewish people will not obey you. So Jeremiah really has a hard ministry, unfruitful ministry. So the minister is not responsible for the output. Minister is just the faithful. Jeremiah is the prophet. The prophet is the scope of responsibility, just to deliver God's word exactly to audiences like a Jewish people. That's, you know, Jeremiah's responsibility. Jeremiah was not responsible for whether or not, you know, audience, you know, obey God's word or not, you know, here. But Jeremiah's ministry was hard, you know. Verse 20, so you shall say to them, Jeremiah shall say to them, this is a nation that does not obey the voice of the Lord, their God, nor receive correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouths. That means they lied already. The truth has been cut off from their mouths. Say one thing, but act another. Basically corrupted, you know, society. Verse 29, cut off your hair and cast it away, and take up a lamentation on desolate height, for the Lord had rejected and forsaken the generation of his race. Here, cut off your hair, which meaning in the Old Testament, the Nazarite. Nazarite is Numbers chapter 6 and verse 5. Nazarite require all the days of the vow of his separation from his life to God. So separation date. No razor shall come upon his head. So let hair grow until the days are fulfilled for which he separated himself to the Lord. He shall be holy, then he shall let the locks of the hair of his head, you know, grow. So basically, Nazarite, you know, like committed to the Lord, you know, a certain day, until certain date, I want to, you know, commit myself, my life to you. So the committed date, God said, you know, don't cut, you know, your hair. So here God said, cut off your hair. So it is Nazarite, it is meaningless. Because you show up the separated yourself to God from the world by keeping the hearing growing, but your action is idol worship, you know, spiritual adultery with idols. That's why meaning is cut off your hair and cast it away. And take up a lamentation on desolate height. Lamentation is like, you know, is idols, you know, such as, you know, continually God is talking about here. Verse 30, for the children of Judah have done evil in my sight, says the Lord. They have set their abomination, here explained, God, you know, told us, explained it, their abominations in the house which is called by my name, Tepluti, and they have built the high places of Tophet. Tophet meaning burning place, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Son of Hinnom today deserted, you know, trashy place of Jerusalem, the south side of Mount Zion, called as Gehenna. So the capital city, Jerusalem, you know, south side, you know, there, that is a deserted and trashy places. So, at that time, valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire. So that time, the Jewish people made infant sacrifices to either God, you know, that God is Molech. The second Kings, chapter 3, verse 10, and he defiled the Tophet. Tophet is a burning place, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Then no man might make his son or his daughter pass through the fire to Molech. So basically, they burned, you know, his son, his daughter. So obviously, you know, when his son is burning, so crying out, that time, you know, the Molech worshippers exhalated their, you know, fun, you know, like ecstasy, some kind of crazy, you know, the worshiping atmosphere, you know, at that time. So, which I did not command. Obviously, God, you know, did not command the Jewish people infant to sacrifice, nor did it come into my heart. Therefore, behold, the days are coming. The days meaning the days of judgment, or Babylon is going to invade, destroy the Jerusalem and the Jewish people, you know, slaughter the Jewish people, says the Lord, when it will no more be called Tophet, or burning place of the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. Why? Because they will bury in Tophet until there is no room. So there are a lot of people killed by Babylon, so no room. The corpses of these people will be full, for the birds of the heaven like there is you know, this eagle, you know, kind of thing, you know, the vulture kind of thing, and for the beast of the earth, you know, such as the lion or wild dogs, you know, bobcat, you know, kind of thing. Then wild beast, and no one will frighten them away. That means nobody will drive away the wild beast by frightening, because everybody, you know, are killed, are slaughtered. Then I will cause to cease from the cities of Judah, from the streets of Jerusalem, the voice of mirth, you know, joyful as cheer, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, and the voice of bride, rather than the voice of sorrow, for the land shall be desolated. So God is going to punish, you know, the Judah nation who worshiped, you know, idols, because God is righteous. So let's see in each question. In question one, in verse 16, therefore do not pray for these people, nor lift up a cry or prayer for them, nor make intercession to me, for I will not hear you. Why did God tell Jerusalem, Jeremiah, not to pray for them? Because, the verse 18, the children, all family together, worked for idol worship. You know, children, you know, fathers, you know, women, you know, wives and daughters make cakes for the queen of heaven, also drink offering to idol gods, so idol worships. So without changing idol worships, you know, to God, so your prayer would be meaningless. Question 2, in verse 21, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, add your burnt offering to your sacrifice and eat meat. Why did God say, add your burnt offering to your sacrifice and eat meat? Simply, burnt offering is meaningless because they did not change their life to God from idol worship. Question 3, in verse 22, for I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offering or sacrifice. What does this verse mean? Burnt offerings, burnt sacrifice for ceremonial service for sinners, for repentance, not, you know, so if you commit a sin, then the burnt offerings is necessary. Without sin, you know, burnt offerings is not necessary. So that's why God, you know, told you, obey my voice, then, you know, you will be blessed. So let's just sing song all together, last song. The first, seek, you know, his kingdom of God.